Friday the 13th, November 2020, 6:28 a.m. Okay, so yesterday we went to PetSmart, and I really didn't go there to buy a hair dryer. I knew better than to do that. I did this before. The hair dryers they had there were for the pets, for specifically dogs. Really expensive, and they looked like they were really made cheaply, and I would pretty much bet that it's not gonna last very long, okay. So after that we went to Walmart and we bought a people hair dryer, and for actually less than what they were charging at PetSmart, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna last a long time. But anyway, in that box for the hair dryer, it came a little bottle, oil treatment. And the bottle is a 0.25, is a 0.25 fluid ounce bottle, or 7.4 milliliters. It's argan oil derived from Moroccan argan trees. Then it has a bunch of text. And truthfully, I can't read it without my glasses. I mean, and that's good. Reading it without my glasses is good, because I should be able, I'm nearsighted, so I should be able to see just about. And I can see really good detail up front, up close, that is, without my glasses. But this is just so small that I really can't tell. Well, I do have a bad eye, but even my good eye, I could read it with my good eye, but man, that's a strain. It's so small. So I have these magnifying visors that you put on, and now I can read it. And the text is amazingly clear, you know, as far as for being so dang small. And so there's no ambiguity about what the letters are. But it's just amazing. Like, I'm going to put this stuff in my hair, you know. It says reduces frizzy hair. So I guess they're trying to sell it. But where would you buy something like that? I guess Amazon? Who knows? But I'm not doing that. I'm not using that. I'm pretty sure the wife's not going to use it either. Let's see. So I got up around 3 o'clock, and I haven't done anything except for, I didn't. Like I said, I'm going to eat breakfast earlier and start the day off earlier. So I've done that already. And I have this. When I blow my yard, I have a electric blower, and so I need electric electrical extension cord to run the blower. So I got this really, really, really long one, and it had some damage on the sheath, and actually the hot wire poked through. It's still insulated, but it's poking through the covering of the wires, the sheath, and so I used my previous telephone cable splicing skills and put a wrap on it to keep it from getting damaged even more. So I did that this morning, and got a little messy. I had some rubber cement that I used. Oh, my hands are really dry now. And so I got some of that on me, and so I had to clean it off with some solvent and stuff. And so now that's ready to go. Ready to last another 10 years or so. Let's see, and looking at the painting too. What I did yesterday is still pretty wet. I realized I didn't really put that much solvent, solvent in the terps into the paint, but I did use the medium that I've been using, so it kind of like matches the rest of the painting, but for some reason it's not that dry. I know why it's not that dry, because I actually did not put any burnt sienna in there. Burnt sienna just dries stuff right away, and the majority of the painting does have some burnt sienna in it, but not that part that I just painted there. So it's gonna take a while for that to dry, and it actually needs a couple coats. So I'll think about what to draw in there next. It looks more like a tidal wave now. So I'm kind of happy about that, but it's not quite there yet. So I'm gonna have to put like little houses and stuff being swept away, or boats and what have you. Animals running from it. Animals and people running from it, who knows? Okay, so yeah, I guess I might paint today. We'll see how today goes. Today, Fridays are usually pretty hectic around here. The wife goes to feed the chickens this afternoon, and the forecast this afternoon is for it to rain on her. So it's going to pour down pretty significant rain while she's doing her chicken feeding. And so I want to make sure she eats enough today and is well rested. Hopefully she's still sleeping. She was up pretty late again, which she shouldn't do, but she did it anyway. And so she was cleaning some stuff up, and I appreciate that. But she really didn't have to. I'll put up with it, you know. I might have complained about it, but you know, she wanted to do it last night. She could have done it today, but she didn't want to be pressed for time today, I guess. I don't know what the story is. But so let me see what I got going here. Yeah, so there's really not much going. Let me just put this on break for now. 1:27 p.m. Okay, I haven't painted today. My wife's gonna go on her chicken feeding excursion in the village, and it's gonna rain this afternoon during that time, and looks like heavy at times. It's actually starting to rain right now. I just finished helping her. We've got the chicken coop, and she likes to put a big tarp over the whole thing during the rains. And so this is the first time we put the tarp up for the season. It's gonna stay up all winter long. It has a roof. The chicken coop has a roof on it, but she likes the extra protection of the tarp, so we do that. So I just finished helping her do that. Anyway, so that's pretty much it for the day, I think. Okay.